Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Rain will accompany our mild temperatures. Coming up, I'm going to show you the rain chances we'll see throughout this Tuesday.
And the post-holiday travel rush is happening at airports across the country. RDU, no exception. You're taking a live look there. The long lines and possible delays airports are preparing for this week.
And foreign exchange students learning in North Carolina get an introduction to new Christmas traditions.
Getting to celebrate Christmas here was a really great opportunity.
How their host families welcome them and the memories they will be taking back home.
And now that Christmas is over, you can give your tree a new life. Why Wake County wants you to give it to them and who it will benefit if you do. Well, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Keely Arthur in for Renee.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. It's great to have you along here. Day after Christmas, Boxing Day, I guess is
Boxing Day.
Call it,
I know that's
right?
Not really our holiday, I feel like it is at this point.
Well, we take it up, but I'm not getting rid of that tree. I'm going to wait a little bit.
No, you got it. Wait until the start of the new year.
January 1st.
It's nice to have those lights up.
Good enough. Peter Sherwood is over in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. We water our trees. We get some natural water out there for some folks today.
Yes, and we are already seeing some of that light rain move through Chatham County this morning. The rest of us are seeing dry conditions, but let's talk about Chatham County because earlier in Siler City, we were seeing some of the rain come down in Pittsboro as well. Now those showers are inching closer and closer to Chapel Hill. So plan for some light rain this morning. We have a small chance in the forecast because of this system that is out to the west, bringing most of the rain this hour across the North Carolina mountains. As we go ahead and check out Futurecast, so showers will be on and off and fairly light at times throughout the morning. Once we head into this afternoon, I'm thinking around the 5 o'clock hour, we'll see most of the rain for today move across our north and western counties out of the triad into our region. And those showers will stay with us into the overnight hours leading into tomorrow morning. With an area of low pressure developing to the south of us, all of that rain is going to head towards the north and east and clear out of our region throughout the day on Wednesday. We're taking a live look at downtown Raleigh, and it's gorgeous this morning, but warm. We should typically see these numbers in the afternoon, and we're waking up to 55 degrees right now in the triangle. This afternoon will gradually climb to 60 degrees at 12:63 for the afternoon high. Coming up, I'm going to show you how much rain we're expecting today and tomorrow.
So today, airports across the country will be busy as folks head home after holiday gatherings. This comes as a winter storm is affecting flights to and from the Midwest. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live from RDU with the cancellations and delays and what folks can expect when they get out there to the airport. Kelsey, good morning.
Jeff, good morning. Yes, the post-holiday travel rush here at RDU. You can check out the lines here and then check out the flight board. We have two cancellations and two delays so far this morning here at RDU. That's according to FlightAware. It looks like those cancellations and delays are with Breeze Airways and American Airlines. So you can see the line now here at TSA. It's been building. That's usually what we see during that 6 o'clock hour, a big rush there. And then Christmas Eve, though, that was the day. RDU projected that Christmas Eve would be the busiest travel day. They estimated that 54,000 people would travel through the airport on that day alone. Now, if you're driving back home today, you're going to see a lot of folks out there on the road. AAA estimates that there are 2.5 million more drivers this holiday season compared to last. They say that the busiest time to travel today, if you're headed out on the roads, is going to be between 1 and 5 o'clock today. So, Eric, I know that you're there watching the roadways. What are you seeing right now?
Yeah, Kelsey, that advice from AAA, definitely some good advice there. You know, telling people to get out on the roads in the morning. And looking at this map today, you can see why it is green all the way across. All those sensors just picking up the good stuff. Looking at live outside right now, I-40 at Aviation Parkway. You can see just a couple of people getting that day started, maybe headed back to work after Christmas, maybe getting that holiday travel started. Again, no major issues at this point, but we're keeping a close eye on these roads. We'll let you know as things change.
Thanks, Eric. This is a very sad story. A family is mourning after two people died in a crash in a Christmas morning accident in Fayetteville. It happened just before 11 a.m. on Hope Mills Road in Glensford Drive. Police identified the victims as 47-year-old Jada Fields and 46-year-old Patricia Fields. Investigators say the driver of another car ran a red light and hit their car. No word yet on if that driver will be charged.
Also during this Christmas season, a family is working to rebuild after fire destroyed everything they own and killed three pets. James Newton, his wife and two kids were out to dinner with a family on December 12th when a neighbor called and told them his house in Macon was on fire. That's in Warren County. The growing family had just moved into the house in September. They lost two dogs and a cat in the fire, as well as all the presents they bought for Christmas. The family has been living in temporary housing since the fire.
It's been a bit depressing, to be honest with you. It's been rough, but we try to stay strong for the kids because we want to make sure that their spirits are still healthy and they're able to get into the Christmas spirit.
The Newton family is grateful for the community rallying around them and donating clothing and toys for the children. You can visit WRL.com to find out how to donate and help the Newton family this Christmas season.
The Hamas-controlled Palestinian Health Ministry says the death toll in Gaza is growing after a deadly 24-hour window, and that included Christmas Day. The Palestinian Health Ministry says at least 250 people were killed from Christmas Eve into Christmas Day. It says another 500 were injured in central Gaza. Israel's military says it is reviewing reports of a Sunday strike at a refugee camp. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met with Israeli troops in Gaza on Monday. He vows a, quote, long fight is ahead. A close confidant of the prime minister is expected to meet with Biden's administration later today.
Several people were arrested during a pro-Palestinian protest in Manhattan on Christmas Day. New York police say one officer suffered minor injuries in a clash with those protesters. Organizers of the rally posted a call for action online as Christmas services in Bethlehem were called off because of the war.
Some families in Nash County are celebrating the holiday with some international students. Nash County Schools has welcomed a growing number of foreign exchange students over the years, and this year was no different. WREL had a chance to join the Thompson family in Rocky Mount for Christmas. Heather Thompson is the Eastern North Carolina coordinator for a national organization that places exchange students in homes across the country. She welcomed two students from two different countries to her home this year, and boy, they were really excited for those Christmas traditions.
This morning, we woke up at 5:30 to open the present from Santa Claus, and I've never done that, but I was very excited.
In their applications, most every one of them puts the thing I'm looking forward most forward to is Christmas. And so then to actually live that with the students is so much fun.
It looks like she made it very special for them. Nash County Schools has 16 exchange students this year from 9 different countries. The national organization is looking for host families in Eastern North Carolina for the coming year. We have information on how you can get involved on WREL.com.
Starting today, you can donate your Christmas tree and give it a new life as part of a Wake County Trail. The Wake County Recycling Program turns donated trees into mulch that help keep the county's parks and trails looking good. There are 8 drop-off locations across the county. You can find the one nearest you online. The program runs through January 28th.
Still ahead, it's been an emotional time for a family who lost their home in a fire just days before Christmas.
I'm glad we're all safe and we were able to get out just in time.
How they are getting through the holiday after the tragedy cost them everything.
And if you have gifts you want to return, it might be harder to do that than in past years. The new policies some companies have that are more strict than what you may be used to.
And as we check out our radar this morning, we have some small rain showers out there. But coming up, I'm going to show you when the rain will pick up and how warm we'll stay as we head into the end of the year.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
We've got some spotty light showers out there in Chatham County. The rest of the viewing area is seeing dry conditions this morning. We are seeing the clouds out there very thick for this morning, and they were thick overnight. That's why our temperatures are mild. We're looking at Wake Forest, and you can see how quiet it is. Look at those temperatures right now. We're at 50 degrees in Roxborough, 57 in Clinton, and 53 degrees out there in Rocky Mount. So if you're walking the dog this morning, yeah, you'll be fine with an extra layer. And then come this afternoon, we'll head to 63 degrees, so showers will be possible, so you're going to need the umbrellas. Coming up, I'm going to show you how much rain we're expecting from the round that will move through today and tomorrow.
Thank you, PETA. Well, being together on Christmas Day is extra special for a Sampson County family who lost nearly everything they own in a house fire Friday. Everyone who was inside at the time, that's three adults and four kids, they got out safely, but their two dogs didn't survive. The family says the father ran through the flames, getting burned in the process to try to save as many Christmas presents for his children as possible. This house has a special meaning for the family, too. The owners are third generation, and they had hoped their kids would one day be able to spend their adulthood there.
Not having somewhere to go. I don't know, just a lot of mixed emotions. I'm glad we're all safe and we were able to get out just in time.
The family is staying in a hotel right now, and they hope to build a new home someday soon.
Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene was the victim of another swatting incident at her Georgia home. Republican representative made the announcement on Christmas Day in a post on X. Greene posted, quote, "I was just swatted. This is like the eighth time on Christmas with my family here." Greene has previously been the victim of swatting incidents, including last year when there were false reports of shootings happening outside her home.
A charter plane that was grounded in France over concerns it was being used for human trafficking has finally landed in India. For 4 days, about 300 Indian residents were blocked from leaving a rural French airport. Before the plane departed, a lawyer for the airline said it would be leaving with most of its passengers. However, two passengers in that plane were detained.
A federal judge has ruled Twitter, now X, must pay its employees millions of dollars they were promised. A judge ruled the company violated a contract with its employees. The judge sided with a former executive of the company who sued Twitter, claiming breach of contract. The company has been accused by employees of age discrimination and discrimination against employees with disabilities. Employees have also claimed the company failed to give advance notice of mass layoffs. The lawsuit against the social media giant claimed employees were promised half of their targeted bonuses, but those payments were never made.
Well, you got your Christmas gifts, but maybe someone got you the wrong size or the wrong color, so it's time for returns. And this year, return policies are a bit different. Some retailers have changed their policy in order to cut down on various expenses and reduce return volume. Amazon is only receiving returns on purchases made on or after November 1st. Target has an extended window for electronics if bought between October 1st and Christmas Eve, where Walmart has a January 31st deadline for items bought in October through December 31st. Well, how about a Christmas miracle? At least one family got it. This is baby Samuel, born Christmas morning at UNC Rex on Christmas Day to some very, very grateful parents, Kayla and Sean. There's the big family. Big sister Alyssa is also very excited about her new baby brother. Baby Samuel is one of several babies born on this very special day here in the Triangle. Well, it was not only a special day for so many families, but a beautiful day. Many people took advantage of the warm weather. PETA, we're still expecting much higher than normal temperatures, but a little bit of rain later on.
Yeah, those showers are going to be moving through. We made it to 66 degrees yesterday afternoon. Certainly was a warm one for this time of the year. And today we're stuck in the 60s as well for the afternoon temperatures. As we take a look at dual Doppler 5000 right now, we have some showers that are moving through. It is is not widespread by any means, and it is fizzling as it moves out of Chatham County right now. Those showers are streaming into Orange County and Chapel Hill. You guys can see some very light showers for the 6 o'clock hour. Here's a look at the bigger picture. This area of low pressure bringing a copious amount of snowfall across Nebraska and portions of Kansas. We also have this trailing cold front. We are on the warm side of this system. And with that, we are just going to see some of those showers move in, a lot of moisture building in from the south. And because of the upper level low not being over us, the rain chances are not great. We do have the chance of seeing some of those spotty showers for this morning. But as we head into the afternoon, we could see some breaks. And then once we head into the 5 o'clock hour, we'll watch for the better chance of rain to develop across the North Carolina mountains into the Triad. That is going to stream into our north and western counties for this evening and tonight. And with an area of low pressure developing to the south, it is going to push all the rain towards the north and east and out of here throughout the day on Wednesday. That is why I went ahead and lowered our rain chance for Wednesday down to a 40% chance of rain. I think the most of the rain that we'll see on Wednesday will be early in the morning. Thursday's looking dry. Friday, a small chance of rain. And then Saturday, if you're traveling across the state, you should be good to go as well. We cannot rule out up to an inch of rainfall for our viewing area, but some spots across the North Carolina mountains could see some higher totals, up to 4 inches of rain. We're looking at the Pinehurst Resort and Country Club this morning, where it is warm and it is quiet. Southern Pines, your current temperature is 56 degrees, 55 in Raleigh and Durham, 58 degrees, the current temperature in Fayetteville. Yes, it is warm for this time of the year. The morning temperatures that we're seeing are what we should typically see in the afternoon. 63 will be the high temperature today if you're heading out and about, maybe to return some of those Christmas gifts or exchange them for your size. Perhaps you're traveling to Charlotte today, 61 for the high, 57 in Greensboro, Wilmington getting to 67 degrees. It is warm across the state of North Carolina today. We'll see that again for tomorrow, and then temperatures are going to drop. That blast of winter will soon move in with highs in the 50s as we start off the new year.
I'm Eric Miller in the WRAL Live Center. We're keeping our eyes on both the skies and the roads as holiday travel gets underway. Taking a look outside right now, the sensors are looking good, green all the way across. No major issues as people are heading back to work or heading out. We, of course, have had Kelsey Coffee over at RDU all day. She's been telling y'all the AAA recommendation is if you're going to get out in the morning, 1 to 5 p.m. That's expected to be the busy time on the roads. Coming over here, taking a look at the misery map, it is pretty good. A lot of green out there. The biggest issue, though, is if you're coming in and out of New York City. You can see we've got a couple of issues there, particularly for flights coming to or from Charlotte. So just a heads up, if you've got a longer or busier travel day, that might become an issue later on. We'll keep our eyes on both of these maps, let you know as things change.
A caravan of thousands of migrants is making its way through Mexico toward the U.S. The meeting this week between American and Mexican leaders about the growing crisis on the southern border.
And Travis Kelce was not in the holiday spirit as his team struggled on Christmas. The reaction his helmet toss got from his coach coming up in What's Trending.
And check out your winning lottery numbers on your screen right now.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
It is time for What's Trending here on our Tuesday. Travis Kelce started Christmas off in the holiday spirit, didn't really end up that way.
Yes, some people are calling this a sideline meltdown. Kelce's Chiefs played the Las Vegas Raiders in a holiday game. Kelce showed up to the game in a Santa hat, all was well. The NFL posted the video with the caption Santa Kelce, and he said Merry Christmas to the camera person. But then Kelce got on the Santa's naughty list when he did this during the game. He spiked his helmet on the sideline in anger, and his coach Andy Reid gave him a little talking to after that. I think we have a close-up of that in the circle.
Andy gave a little bah humbug to that whole deal there. You know, I wonder if Taylor has seen that side of her man. You know?
I don't think, I feel like he always comes off so friendly and under control.
Patrick Mahomes threw his helmet last week and said he was embarrassed by it. He was going to learn from it. Well, now he's got to talk to his buddy about, hey, can't do this.
Yeah, watching some of those bowl games, a lot of outbursts. Yeah. Everyone needs to relax.
Yeah. A big battle could be brewing in the superhero world. Marvel is said to be considering an Avengers versus X-Men movie. There have been very popular crossovers between these franchises in the comic books. Marvel acquired the rights to the X-Men in 2019 after the merger between Disney and 20th Century Fox.
What do you think of this merger, this crossover? People tend to love these things, but I think the Marvel, a lot of people are saying that jumped the shark and we don't need more superhero
movies. Beyond.
It's beyond.
Yeah, okay. So they can fight it out and I may miss the whole thing.
Yeah.
Not sure. Last minute shoppers, don't miss this. They got a shock at a Florida shopping mall when animal control officers wrangled this 12-foot alligator outside a mall on Gulf Coast last week. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission says that gator weighed 600 pounds. The sheriff's office says the animal will be relocated to safer waterways.
Only in Florida. Well, there's a new basketball slam dunk champion, a five-year-old border collie named Leonard. He set a Guinness World Record for dogs by slamming 22 basketballs. You can see it so quickly. Within 1 minute. Now, his record-breaking effort happened at the Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar in Northern Virginia. Leonard's owner says dunking basketball comes naturally to him.
He shoots it, and it's, like, self-rewarding. And then he gets excited when I get excited. So I think we have a good connection and a good bond and feed off of each other.
Leonard broke his own world record, which was 18 slams in 1 minute. And if you aren't we're already impressed, we are told that Leonard is also an artist. I wonder what, I'd like to see some of his artwork.
Yeah, let's see his work.
I'm Brittany's live in Raleigh this morning, and if you're ready to move on from your Christmas decorations and you need somewhere to dispose of that real Christmas tree, I'll let you know where you can do that here in Wake County.
And it is warm for today, tomorrow, and Thursday, but a temperature turnaround will soon move in. Coming up, I'm going to show you why the cooler, winter-like weather will soon arrive.
And with Christmas now past, the post-holiday travel rush is beginning. This is the live look out at RDU International right now, how airlines are managing the surge of people trying to get home from their Christmas get-togethers.